as life goes on. And we want to talk this morning, do this on a monthly basis, talk to somebody from the MSU Extension Program, and Bob Battle is joining us right now. He's a field crops educator. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but also about Michigan maple syrup, which he knows a thing or two about. He's on the line with us right now. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us how your family's been involved in maple syrup for a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm fifth generation. My daughters represent the sixth generation on our family farm. We've been tapping our maple trees on a 9-acre woodlot since 1882.
My goodness. Up in Cass City, right?
Yep, northeast of Cass City, 6 miles.
And I'm fascinated by this because I don't know an awful lot about how this works. So kind of walk us through the process.
Well, when days start getting warmer but nights stay cold, like we are right now, when it freezes at night but gets above 40 or so in the in the daytime, that's when sap flows in the tree. It flows from the roots of the tree to the branches, and as it's going up, we capture about 10% of the sap that's produced and boil it down. We boil it down. It takes 40 gallons of raw sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. It starts out at about 2.2 to 2.6% sugar, the sap, and we boil it down to 67% sugar as finished syrup.
Has the process changed much in the last 100 years or so?
It has, actually. We have a piece of equipment that my great-grandfather did not have, and that's called a reverse osmosis machine, where we remove about 40% of the water from the sap. So we're boiling down a concentrated sap by the time it gets to our boiler. My grandpa introduced the continuous flow method. His father and grandfather would have done a batch process in a kettle. We do it in an evaporation pan, so that hasn't changed very much since when my grandpa did it, but we do use that reverse osmosis. My dad introduced that about 11 years ago.
No kidding. How much syrup do you produce up there?
We produce, on average, about 180 gallons per year on our 9 acres.
Wow, that's a lot of syrup. Wait, do you then get it into stores? What do you do with it once it's produced?
My mom and dad take it to flea markets and festivals. A way that we have been marketing it over the last 10 years or so has been our annual open house where we make pancakes. We do that the third Saturday of March. We were going to do it this next Saturday, but because of the COVID-19, we ended up canceling that this year.
Oh, what a shame. Is there a difference between maple syrups? I mean, to me, I don't have a refined palate for maple syrup, but if you're somebody that really knows the business, can you tell, subtle differences between your maple syrup and somebody else's, for example?
You might be able to, like you, but I don't have a very refined palate. What I can tell the difference between is syrup at the beginning of the season compared to syrup at the end of the season. When it's cooler outside yet, we produce a lighter flavored, lighter colored maple syrup, and then at the end of the season it becomes a darker, more robust flavored syrup.
Do you enjoy doing it? Making the maple
syrup?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I bet.
Yep, our whole family gets involved with it. My wife and two daughters, my mom and dad are all still involved in the process.
That's really cool. That's fantastic. I want to also talk a little bit about your day job. You're a field crops educator. What are your thoughts on the upcoming growing season? It's been a fairly mild winter. If we could keep things dry out there, because that was a big problem last year, right? Way too much rain early in the spring.
Early and late, we have too much rain.
Yeah.
Forecasts that I'm hearing are for a good growing season. The first crop that's waking up right now is wheat. In fact, when the wheat starts waking up, that is a signal that it's the end of our maple syrup process. So I'd say we've got another week or so until the wheat starts. I notice it's just starting to green up. When it starts to green up and grow, That's the end of the maple syrup and the beginning of my cropping season.
There you go. So hopefully this is a good year. This is an opportunity for farmers maybe to make up for a bad year last year, huh?
Hopefully, yes. And all indications are it should be a good growing season.
Well, we certainly hope that it is. Of course, the big unknown in all this is this COVID-19 outbreak. And obviously, we're all having to kind of change and adjust on the fly. And it's an ever-changing, ever-growing situation. Do you see any way that this is going to affect the farm industry?
Well, I don't really. Hopefully, it's over in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks. I guess it changes people's buying patterns. Things are getting bought up in grocery stores awfully quick now, so that I guess is good for the ag industry, resupplying the milk and the bread and the meats that are getting bought up right now. But as it affects the growing season, I don't see that as being a bad thing right now.
Yeah, mentioned the growing season coming up. What are the chief crops that we see in the thumb? I want to say soybeans and sugar beets are probably pretty big, right?
Yeah, corn is number one, soybeans is number two, and then we have sugar beets, and then up here where I am in the northern part of the thumb, we have dry edible beans, navy beans, and black turtle beans. Of course, hay is an important crop, too,
absolutely.
Feeding cattle.
No doubt. And when we talk about corn, I mean, most of us that don't live on a farm and don't know an awful lot about farming, we just think about sweet corn. We think about corn on the cob,
right.
We think about the frozen bag of corn that we get at the supermarket. But corn is used for so much more, isn't it?
Right. It's a harder, we call it dent corn, that's grown for animal feeds. It's also what gets ground up into your cornmeal that you make cornbread out of.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of corn that's grown is dent corn, your harder corn, and that's ground up for feed for cattle, for chickens, for turkeys, for pigs.
Well, let's hope for a great growing season. So far, all the indications are that it will be, and it's fascinating stuff. I want to get back to the maple syrup real quick, Bob. If somebody is interested in your maple syrup, I know you mentioned that the event you had planned this coming weekend is canceled, but is there some way that people... It's Sugar Bush, right? That's the name of your company?
Yeah, Battle Sugar Bush, and I'm just looking up... The website right now, I don't actually have it memorized.
Okay.
But it's...
Let's see if I can find it here.
It's Battle Syrup, B-A-T-T-E-L.
Okay.
Syrup.weebly.com.
All right.
There Battle Syrup, B-A-T-T-E-L-S-Y. RUP.weebly.com.
You've got a Facebook page too, right?
Yep, you can look us up on Facebook. Yep.
Cool. Battles Sugar Bush. Pure maple syrup. Good stuff. Bob, great talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Bye now.
Take care. Bye.